Good morning, Sturman Aerospace.
Yeah, is Yurio in?
Mass is calling.
Yeah, am I saying that name right?
Yurio, yes.
Yurio, okay. Yeah, my name is Jeremiah. I'm calling from the Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, one moment.
Sure.
Let me transfer you.
Sure, thank you.
Hello?
Hey, Yurio, it's Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good, good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Do you got a couple minutes?
Yes, sure.
Perfect. Okay. I am getting ready to have a meeting here with my underwriter about your file, and I just wanted to kind of recap here and make sure I have all the correct information, and kind of wanted to touch base with you just to make sure we're all on the same page.
Yes.
So what I have here is that, I guess, did you recently purchase the business from somebody?
Yes.
You did, okay. And that was...
I bought the business in January 2015, but I was running this business since 2014, June.
Okay. Running since June. And it's... does it still have the same federal tax ID?
Yes.
No,
same
it does.
The same. Everything is the same.
Okay, just new ownership.
Yes.
Okay. And... as far as the amount, I have here that you're looking between 100 to 150K for raw materials?
For working capital, yes. Mainly on raw material acquisition, yeah.
Okay. Right. And what type of raw materials are you guys going to be purchasing?
Mainly is stainless steel, aluminum, titanium, and Inconel.
Okay, great. And now, just to kind of get an idea, what's the return on investment here that we're looking at as far as on this 100 to 150K?
Well, depends. It depends on the composition, if it's titanium, stainless, or Inconel, because the returns are different. Anywhere, it's everything in between, I would say, 300,000 to 750,000.
Okay, 3 to 750K. Okay, and how long were you looking to have the loan for, so I have an idea of what to shoot for here? Are we going for a short term? Do you want a long term?
Well, that all depends on the interest. Anyway, I think I would possibly like to have at least for the 24 months.
24 months, perfect. That is something we can
Nothing
do.
Nothing longer than that.
Sure, sure. No, it's definitely something we can do right now. And you don't have any current working capital loans out right now, right?
No.
Okay, perfect. And here... Let's see here. Okay, and if we get you more than the 150 or the max 150, would you be interested in that, or do you want me just to shoot for between 100
no,
to 150?
No, I would be interested to explore the option. This is
different options.
This is a pretty fast growing company, much more than what I expected. Unfortunately, uh-huh. In some cases, there are certain contracts that drive you, and you have to play with what you have. So.
Absolutely. When I've dealt with other businesses in your industry, a lot of them do international work here and work with other companies
aerospace?
International. Yeah. Do you do that? You're strictly in the United States?
No, it's all United States. 100%.
Okay, good. Good. Okay. Good. And, okay, well, that seems about right. That's kind of what I wanted. I just wanted to recap. And how
sure.
soon were you looking to bring this on?
As I told you today before, if I can do anything between the next 2 to 4 weeks, would be perfect.
2 to 4 weeks, perfect. Okay, so there's
it's
no immediate rush.
Well, no, it's not that I'm dying. So if it's something that happens tomorrow, it's okay. If it
sure.
happens in 2 weeks, it's okay. If it happens in a month, that's okay.
Great. So if we can get you the funds and you can use it, you do like the terms, it's something you could use right away and start increasing.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Awesome. And do you have any questions for me that I could possibly answer for you?
No. No.
Okay.
I think this business is pretty straightforward. If you look at the document, it's pretty clean and easy.
Absolutely.
To just to let you know, this is not my first business in aerospace. So I acquired this business in 2015 after I'd run this one for 7 months before, but I had a pretty big size company earlier here in commerce from 2003 to 2012, and I sold the business in 2012 that was making fasteners for the aerospace. So that is my market. It's not that I just acquired the business and I'm trying to make it happen.
Okay, that's awesome. So Spearman Aerospace Incorporated, how long has that total been in business for? Not that you've been the owner, but total that's been.
Under the name of Spearman since, I guess, was March or May 2013.
Okay, March or May.
Before it was under the name of Qualantime, this was an asset purchase. And Qualantime has been for multiple years to the same location, so the company has never moved out.
I see. How do you spell that? Could you spell that Qualantime?
Qualantime?
Yeah.
It's, qual as a quality, Q-U-A-L, on time.
A qual on time, okay. Yeah. And you said that was been in business since...
Well, that one, I don't know exactly, but definitely 20, 25 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. So it's been around for a while. And then when you got a hold of it, or not you specifically, but it was changed names March or May of 2013 to Spearman Aerospace.
Correct.
Okay. And then you acquired the business in January of 2015 as you became 100% owner of this business.
Correct.
Okay.
Well, at that time, I was only 80%. I kept 20% of the previous owner, but as of June 28th of this year, I'm 100% owner.
Oh, okay. As of June 28th, yes. 100% owner. Great. Okay. Well, just to kind of give you a recap, I'm going to go ahead and have a meeting here with my underwriter, kind of explain your file, and really work on getting you this approval, which I don't see being a hard sell here. So we're going to look at your file. I should have an answer for you here shortly, either the end of today or midday tomorrow, and then we'll kind of discuss your options. Do you want to take down my number just in case you have any questions? You'll be dealing with me. So
absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Let me know when you're ready.
Ready.
Okay. It's 858-909-8867. And my name is Jeremiah.
Jeremiah, okay.
Okay. All right, Yurio, well, we'll be in touch soon, and I'll keep you posted if I hear anything, any updates.
Sure.
Would you like me to call you or send you an email? What do you prefer?
Whatever is easier for you. I'm always here at the office. Whatever it works for you works for me.
Great. I appreciate all your help.
Okay. Thank you so
much,
Jeremiah.
All right, we'll be in touch. You're welcome.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.